Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, the list goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. It is Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving here, and we are live, and we got a lot of stuff to talk about here today. Studio line, 425-488-0525. That is 425-488-0525. Toll free, 844-411-5411. And you can send text messages today to 425-780-7566. Whatever is on your mind, a lot of stuff going on in the last couple of days. I watched SmackDown last night, watched NXT from Full Sail with a masterful troll job, as Eva Marie got a shot at Bayley's NXT women's title. Could talk about that. Mike Sempervivi, obviously, is going to be joining us in the second segment, as always. In the third segment today, we're going to be joined by Dave Meltzer. We'll be talking some of the big stories from the latest edition of the Wrestling Observer newsletter, which is available for subscribers. And we'll also be joined by the Doctor of Lucha himself, Steve Sims, in the final segment of the show. What is going on with AAA Guerra de Titanes being canceled? We'll talk about all of the latest Lucha news, as well as how this ties into America. Lucha Underground is taping, and they will be back on the air in January. So, all of that, plus much more here today. As noted, phone calls will be open, or the phone lines will be open for phone calls all day today. 425-488-0525. 844-411-5411, and text messages to 425-780-7566. Back in a moment with more Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
Business Loans Now is most known for 60-minute approvals and same-day funding for businesses across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for Business Loans Now, where your business cash flow is way more important than personal credit. Funding can be used for cash flow, equipment, payroll, and startups. Business Loans Now can also help with additional funding if your business has recently been underfunded by another lender. To find out how much your business could qualify for, I encourage you to visit businessloansnow.com.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
It is, in fact, a new day. It is the day after Thanksgiving here on the program. Mike Sempervivi is here as always. We're going to be taking your phone calls and such later on here in the program. Mike, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was awesome. It was diet-breaking as usual, which is what Thanksgiving is all about, other than spending time with family and friends, of course. It is about the food, and to a lesser extent, it is about the football. So it was a complete day yesterday.
Are you normally on a diet?
No.
I didn't think so.
But it's, you know, look, there are lots of things that I would never eat that I would eat on Thanksgiving. One, not a big fan of turkey. It's too dry. It's boring. I like chicken. There's plenty of things you can do with chicken and fish. I'm not a big fan of turkey. So it's the one time to have turkey. Stuffing, which I never usually get into too much anyway, have a little bit of that. Mashed potatoes and sweet potatoes, also things that I usually don't have on a regular basis. They're there. So it's about all of this big, starchy, you know, bunch of food, mostly fattening, that, again, you don't have all that often, but then when you get into it, you always overdo it.
Should mention that today is Friday. It is Black Friday, and we are doing a Black Friday special on the website. Not sure if you're aware of this or not, but you can sign up right now at WrestlingObserver.com and get full access to everything, unlimited access, one full month for $3.99. We do at least two shows a day on average, usually about 20 shows a week. If you add in all of the other shows, we've got the Brian and Vinny Show, Figure Four Daily with Filthy Tom Lawler, Wrestling Observer Radio with Dave Meltzer, Doc Young's Wrestling Weekly, the Adam and Mike Big Audio Nightmare, After Dark Radio, Carl Stern's Dragon King Show. We've got Josh Nason's Punch Out. All of this available, unlimited access. You get the Observer. You get Figure Four Weekly. We have a brand new Observer every week, a brand new back issue of the Observer every week. We have back issues from 1991 through 1998 and 2008 through today. All of this available for just $3.99. Tons of people have tried this out, and if you are not one of them, I urge speed. Head up to WrestlingObserver.com. All of the information is there. It's impossible to miss on the front page. If you're a new or returning subscriber, $3.99 gets you full access to everything, including pretty much immediate commercial-free downloads of this show and all of the other exclusive shows that you could only hear as a subscriber. If you love Wrestling Observer Live, and you only get to hear an hour a day or 2 hours on Sunday, now you will have hours and hours of audio every day and over 7,000 hours of archived audio. Every show we've done dating back a decade is available in the archives. We have more content than the WWE Network. So head up to WrestlingObserver.com and check out the Black Friday sale, $3.99 for a full month of unlimited access. Go check that out. Mike, did you watch NXT?
I have not yet, no.
Oh, man.
I was outvoted. See, I wanted to live tweet Starrcade 85 yesterday, you know, taking place on Thanksgiving as it did in 1985. I was going to start the WWE Network version of it at about 8 o'clock, and I was going to live, or 7 o'clock, and I was going to live tweet Starrcade 85. And there's three people in our family And I decided I'm going to vote for this. I vote yes. So there was one vote for me. Ended up being 6-1 that I lost that. So you can imagine how that went with trying to live tweet Starrcade. But I did watch a little of that and watched a little of the Real Japan or the New Japan Real World Tag League. So I missed this epic, and I wanted to hear about it first. I heard a lot of grumblings coming out of the tapings last week about it, but I need to be, I think, in the right mental frame of mind before I put on the screen Bailey versus Eva Marie.
It's an amazing troll job.
Really?
I have no other way to describe it than an amazing troll job. Their whole goal was to convince the NXT arena that Eva Marie was in fact going to beat Bailey and win the title. And of course she did not, but they did everything in their power to try to convince you that that was going to happen. And it is unbelievable.
She's the corporate choice.
Yes, the match was not very good, let's not lie. But a lot of smoke and mirrors, it told a great story, and I enjoyed it.
Now, were all of these smoke and mirrors evident as you were watching the match? Because what got me coming out of the tapings was there were people in WWE who said, don't believe what you hear. This thing turned out great. This thing was great. And then there were, you know, seemed to be a lot of fans and people that just, they did not like the match. So where was the disconnect, do you think? Do you think it was just about...
I would not say great.
Well, at least, I mean, it accomplished its goal, at least, where a lot of people were very... Do you think those people that complained about it even saw it, or they were actually worried that something was going to take place?
The match itself, if you just look at the match, it was really no good. The wrestling was not very good at all. But they had the ref getting yanked out of the ring. They had the ref distraction leading to Nia Jax attacking Bayley for a near fall. You had another ref bump. You had Nia Jax interfering after the ref went down. I mean, they did a lot of different things to try to convince you. And they did convince the fans that tonight was the night that Eva Marie was going to beat Bayley. But at the end of the day, of course, Bayley prevailed, which is rare in WWE, that the odds are stacked against a babyface, and a babyface wins. It was a big success, and it was just a great troll job. I mean, if you knew what it was going in, you would watch it, and when it was over, you would think, that was actually pretty great. But the wrestling itself, not very great. Eva Marie is not getting better. In fact, if anything, she's getting worse after she got a little bit better. So I don't know. I don't know the future of Eva Marie.
Still extraordinarily early in the game, if you'd like to look at it that way, when it comes to her and her wrestling training. So there's still lots and lots more time. Although I would not invest any more time in her training. I would invest more in makeup, securities and hair securities, and just make sure that she looks good, and then bring her on the main roster and have her, oh, I don't know, look good and have her do what she's probably best at, which, you know, could be a little bit catty, could be a character from Total Divas, and to look very flashy and utilize that way, because I don't see, you know, there's a million and one people that could probably have her spot and be better wrestlers and develop more, and you'd get more out of them that way than you probably would out of Eva Marie, the wrestler. Who cares? Now that she's on the roster, she can be a WWE superstar for those who are unaware, and you can present her as such when it comes time for movie premieres and in different events and things like that. Let her do what she's good at, and let, I don't know, the wrestlers that want to wrestle, wrestle.
Got a phone call here on the studio line. You're on the air. What's going on Black Friday? Now you're on the air.
Yeah. Question about what scenario is more likely. Do you see Ronda Rousey winning the Royal Rumble, since you're making a joke out of...
I hung up on him. I couldn't take it today.
Who winning the Royal Rumble?
Ronda Rousey.
Oh, okay. So, yeah.
Ryan, I apologize. It's Black Friday, but, I mean, come on. Rousey's under UFC contract. Ronda Rousey is not entering and winning the Royal Rumble. He's got to be kidding me. Is he calling back?
Possible.
You're on the air. Who is this?
Oh, this is Bryce from Peoria.
Okay, Bryce, I'll let you on the air. What's going on?
Not much. Hey, Brian, who do you think slated to win the Royal Rumble this year? Because that guy just brought up the Royal Rumble, and I was just curious who you think is going to win the Royal Rumble.
That's a good question. I don't know, because they've changed their minds 100 times in the last year. This was a year that Vince actually had a plan for the Royal Rumble, and he had, like, the top 6 matches or something like that months ago. And then everything fell off a cliff, and the card got changed. And then apparently the card got changed again at Survivor Series on Sunday. So I have heard all sorts of potential names winning the Royal Rumble. I don't know. I don't know. There are so many ways they could go. It is Texas. So, I mean, this sounds like a long shot, but you could have The Undertaker win the Royal Rumble and challenge for the title one last time at the biggest WrestleMania of all time in Texas. You could have Roman Reigns or Dean Ambrose win the Rumble, so one of the other gets the shot. There's a lot of ways they can go, and I don't know. Maybe we'll talk to Dave Meltzer about this after the break. He's going to be on the show. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on Wrestling Observer Live, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com, and Dave Meltzer is joining us here for a segment today. Dave, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. How are you? How was yours?
Did you eat as much as you did the day before when you had 15 slices of pizza?
No, but I did eat too much, but not as much as the night before.
Oh, man.
Have you recovered from the 15 slices of pizza?
I was fine the next day. I feel like a guilt trip right now, though, but I'm fine.
Everybody's all over Dave for this pizza. All right, the new Observer is up on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com right now and is noted $3.99 gets you full unlimited access if you take advantage of our Black Friday special, which is also all over the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. And the top story in the issue, obviously, is Sheamus winning the WWE World Heavyweight title. And, Dave, we just had a caller asking about the Royal Rumble. And plans have changed a bunch of times. If you had to make a guess right now, who is winning the Royal Rumble and going for a title shot at WrestleMania, who would that be?
Well, it depends. If Sheamus is still going to be the champion after the Royal Rumble, then I would say it's a pretty darn good shot. It's going to be Roman Reigns winning. If Roman Reigns regains the title first, then it's up in the air, and you could have John Cena, Undertaker, Brock Lesnar. I would say those would be the top choices, you know, and probably I think that if it was Lesnar, it wouldn't be a surprise entrant. I think if it was Undertaker or Cena, it probably wouldn't be a surprise entrant because both will be regulars on TV going in. If it's Undertaker, I would bet that they would put him in like at round number 27 to 30, not tell anyone in advance, and he would win if that's the direction that they're going to go.
You know, another thing that I was thinking about a couple of days ago is Sheamus cashes in and wins a title, and the next show is TLC. And so they've already announced it's going to be Sheamus versus Roman Reigns in a TLC match at the TLC pay-per-view. Now, I mean, it makes sense because it's the TLC pay-per-view and it's the World Heavyweight title. They can hang it above the ring and that sort of thing. But Sheamus is the guy who may have ended the career of Daniel Bryan. Sheamus has a reputation of stiffing guys and hurting guys. And now Roman Reigns is going to be put in a TLC match, tables, ladders, chairs, with Sheamus. And he's one of your last guys that isn't out of commission. Is this a good idea?
I don't think they think about that. I mean, I think they think that injuries are freak occurrences, that they're going to happen. You don't know when. And I don't think that they think about, well, if we put this guy in with Sheamus in a TLC match, what if he gets hurt? I don't think they're thinking like that at all. So should they? I mean, if you think like that, maybe you shouldn't even have TLC matches, but they're going to do that once a year no matter what. So, you know, I don't see that as, like, really something that anyone's talking about, you know, internally or anything like that.
Well, I'm not even saying, like, don't do a TLC match, but I'm looking at Roman Reigns as the last of the Mohicans. If this guy goes down at the TLC pay-per-view...
If he goes down, they got a lot of plans that they got to redo again.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. So, but... they can't, you know, they can't put him in like a, you know what I mean? They can't like not wrestle him for 6 months for fear.
Well, no. But you could put him in a tables match or, I mean, really, I guess what I'm trying to say is, should he really be working with Sheamus of all people?
It's their choice. I mean, it wouldn't have been my choice, and it has nothing to do with the injury thing. It just has to do with the marketability. But that was their choice, and once it's their choice, I don't know that they should have done a rematch right now. I mean, it's like when they book month to month, they sort of have to. But if it's up to me, unless, you know, even if he was going to win the title at Rumble, and I really don't think that he should go longer than Rumble without winning the title. If they have Sheamus be champion through Mania, I don't think that's a very good idea because if. You know, if he retains the title now, is you're going to put him in the Rumble. He's going to win the Rumble. Sheamus will probably go through Cena or somebody, maybe even Brock. I don't know. But they'll have to put some challengers in. Because the last thing you want is, Roman Reigns headlining like five straight pay-per-views against Sheamus. And then finally winning on the fifth one. By the time they get to Mania, people will be sick of the match. So that's not the way to go through it either. I don't even think that they should have put it on the TLC show. Because what's the purpose? TLC is going to be a low-drawn show no matter what, and Roman's going to fail again, and why does Roman need to fail right now?
Well, that's one thing I wanted to ask you about was just your opinion from, you know, looking at this from over the years of walking that fine line between, you know, trying to drum up interest and then people just flat not caring, because who wants to support a loser? I mean, a guy was bringing up this week or in the past couple of weeks, Hirooki Goto over in New Japan, who, it's a different situation, but he's got so many IWGP title shots that no one is really going to take him seriously as a threat in the match. They'll be happy to see him there. It'll probably be a good match, but eh. A little bit of a different situation with WWE,
because Goto was never being groomed to be the face of the company, and everyone knows Roman Reigns has. But I think a better thing would be Seth Rollins when he was Tyler Black in Ring of Honor, in the sense that everybody knew that they were grooming him, and they kept doing the chase for so long that by the time they got there, the fans already turned on the match. So, or Luger's another one. I mean, that's one everyone points to, because Luger was built up to where he had to win the WWF title from Yokozuna at that SummerSlam by the nature of the buildup. He didn't, and then he went flat from there and, you know, never came close to being as over as he was. So, yeah, timing, you know, you blow your timing, and it's happened, you know, tons of times where you can just feel it like this is the night to pull the trigger. It doesn't happen. And then even whether they do or don't pull the trigger later, I think one of them was Kofi Kingston and Randy Orton in Madison Square Garden, or not in Garden, but when they did that feud, where there was a time Kofi Kingston, if he'd gotten the win over Randy Orton on the pay-per-view at the right time, he could have been a top guy that people were waiting for. When he lost, he never, ever came halfway up, even now as part of the New Day, as to where he was, you know, potentially going to get when they did that. There's, you know, you've got to pull the trigger, or people just, you know, naturally, especially today, they think, oh, well, it's another guy that they're not really, you know, invested in. I think with Roman, people know they're invested in him, but you still, you know, you want to hit it at your peak. You don't want to wait till after the peak.
Now, we've talked many times about how you don't want to look at one rating, and you want to look at the overall trend. And if you look at Raw Monday, it was one very, very bad rating, but the trend is also a very much downward trend. Now, we've got another show coming up on Monday. If you had to hazard a guess here, I mean, the football game was not a record setter, but it did very, very well this past Monday night. Do you think the number is going to be up this week?
I haven't looked at what the game is.
Mike, do you know what the game is?
This Monday, give me 1 second, I'll find out.
All right, Michael, check here.
I mean,
go ahead.
The attractiveness of the game is a key component. If you take out the game factor, I don't expect it to be up. I expect it to be down. I mean, last week was the day after pay-per-view. This week is after a holiday weekend where there's not really a lot of stuff going on. I mean, there's no great angle leading to this. So if you throw out the football factor, I would think it would be the same or down.
Well, they are lucky in one aspect in that it's the Baltimore Ravens and the Cleveland Browns. And with Manziel not playing and with the Ravens pretty much killed because of injuries, I mean, that's the one plus they have. And it's certainly not a marquee game at this point.
So they'll probably be up slightly.
Now, another thing we got to talk about here briefly, you've got a story in here about TNA and Pop TV. And TNA was scheduled to be in India this weekend.
Yeah.
And at the very last minute, canceled. And now, of course, everybody is scrambling to find bookings. Do we have anything new on what's going on with TNA in India? Do they really have to finish? Do they have to go to India in 2015 per the contract?
They have to go once a year per the contract, or else the contract's voided. The thing is that this one, this cancellation had as much to do with, I mean, it was a mutually agreed upon cancellation. So Sony 6, which has the contract, is not going to hold this against TNA in the sense of, hey, you know, you were supposed to come this year, you didn't, so therefore, you breach your contract. But if they don't go, you know, if they don't go next year, yes, it would be, but they will, because it's, again, this is not a tour that it's costing TNA money. It's the people in India are bringing them over. And it's not something like, well, the advance was bad, because they weren't selling tickets anyway. It was just something that Sony 6 wants to bring them over once a year, and TNA will send people over once a year. But there were just reasons that this thing fell apart, and so it would just be a question of arranging when they can do it again. So this isn't like a death knell or anything like that, but even anything. There's I'm sure that there's probably things on both sides that they're not happy about, but it's circumstances that are pretty much out of everybody's control, I guess. So, yeah, it's just going to be postponed until sometime next year. I mean, the thing is that they can't redo the tournament now. I mean, they had a Final Four, and if they wanted to redo some of the matches, there's nowhere to redo them before January the 5th. So I guess we're going to have the matches taped in July for the semifinals that were going to be redone in India.
The new issue of The Observer is up on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. You can grab it as an online subscriber, which right now is $3.99 for a full month. If you're a new or returning subscriber, you can head up to WrestlingObserver.com and sign up right now and be reading The New Observer within minutes. Hard copy also available if you'd like it delivered to your door, a printed copy. P.O. Box 1228, Campbell, California, 95009. You can try four issues for $12. And four issues is about the length of a book you'd pay $12 for on Amazon.com. 35,000 words a week or more. And Dave, I want to thank you as always. We'll be talking to you again tomorrow night.
Okay, cool.
And of course, we'll be back in a moment with more Observer Live here on the Sports Byline at USA Radio Network.
Are you wasting hundreds of dollars each year on contact lenses? Would you like to see clearly again without reading glasses? LASIK treats only the surface of the eye and is healthier and safer than wearing contact lenses long term. Dr. Robert Lin had LASIK himself and still sees 20/20 and has performed over 40,000 LASIK procedures over the last 18 years. Find out more at IQLaserVision.com. That's IQLaserVision.com.
IQLaserVision.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Shazam now to taste for yourself why Twinings Master Blenders travel the world to bring you the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. Shazam now for your chance to win a tea gift set from Twinings of London. Shazam now and explore more than 50 expertly blended teas. You'll likely discover there's a perfect cup of tea for every moment of your day. Available at TwiningsUSA.com. That's TwiningsUSA.com.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great-tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London. Teas that fit your every mood. Available to store near you or TwiningsUSA.com.
When is your flu shot more than a flu shot? When it helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need in a developing country. Walgreens Get a Shot, Give a Shot program has helped provide 7 million vaccines through the UN Foundation thanks to customers like you. Make your flu shot make a world of difference. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2016, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get-a-shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, it makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And the doctor of Lucha himself, Steve Sims, is here on the line today, fresh off Thanksgiving. Steve, how was your Thanksgiving?
I'm full. Can I go back to bed now?
Hey, hated the show from bed.
No, I'm fine. I overate, but that's okay. That's usual.
Well, let's start at the top here. The long and winding soap opera that is the story with Alberto Del Rio, the AAA mega title. He jumps to WWE. Allegedly, he's going to go back and defend the title. Of course, he does not. The title is vacated. They first announced there's going to be a four-man tournament or some sort of tournament. And then later they announced, no, it's going to be Rey Mysterio versus Johnny Mundo at Guerra de Titanes in early December. And then, all of a sudden, the next thing you know, they announced that that show is canceled. What's happening?
It's not been a good year for AAA as far as executing the plans they all had at the start of the year. Two of their top three stars are gone, and they've had trouble with the first and the last big show they've had this year. From what I have heard, it was a technicality. They weren't able to get the arena on the date they wanted. They originally had it on Saturday the 5th. That wouldn't have worked because they needed some people in LA for Lucha Underground. That would be, the 5th would be on the weekend. So they moved it up to a Friday night, and for whatever reason, that seems to be that's where the locus of the reason is, but nobody can give me the exact reason. There's a problem with using the arena on that date. So they're either going to reschedule it or just chalk it up to history and move on with other things. They have made a show. They have taken a house show and made it a TV taping, which means they now have enough tapings to last the rest of the year. So it wouldn't surprise me if they go ahead and just not have this show at all this year, even though for financial reasons they make their most money on their big shows. So you would think it would be in their interest to try and run one, but even though they just called it off this week, they really haven't been pushing it that hard on TV. They haven't been setting up, main event matches. I mean, Mysterio and Mundo isn't something they've been working hard to set up on TV. It's not like they promoted the things they promoted for Triple Mania and the things they promoted for the World Cup. So it's been a very disorganized front office from what I've heard the last couple of months.
Now, there was a lot of speculation about Rey Mysterio. Maybe he was going to be doing the Lucha Underground tapings the next day, and they needed him a day early. I guess there are still posters out advertising him for shows in Mexico on Saturday.
That's correct. In fact, that's the TV taping that's going to be in place of Guerra de Titanes for their Televisa contractual obligations. And Rey will be on that show, which means he won't be on Lucha Underground, which seems to indicate to me that if they haven't brought him in yet, they're doing a lot of tapings in a hurry for season two. They're not doing them, a Saturday or Sunday, then the next Saturday, the next. There's just a lot of tapings. It could be that, they can always bring him in. I mean, at any point in time, they can bring him in, but it just doesn't look like it from here. I mean, I don't have any news to that. It's just an educated guess that it just, if they have him and they want him, they probably haven't agreed to contract basis. And there's way too much bubbling underneath talk about Rey being interested in going elsewhere.
Well, Steve, let me play conspiratorial there. I don't know exactly when Lucha Underground would be airing, but WWE does not need Rey Mysterio to announce 100,000 people in Mexico or in Dallas at Texas Stadium. With that said, boy, having him in there in a match where you could sell $100,000 in possible masks or something like that wouldn't be a bad thing either, and certainly wouldn't be bad for his paycheck. What are the odds of that happening, if at all?
I think the odds of him working a show, particularly since they have they bring back Rock once every so often, and until this year they brought back Undertaker as a legend and stuff like that, and they're not going to have Steve Austin. Anything they can do to get fans in the seats and to spend concession stand money is a good thing. I would do it if I were them. I would suspect that is on their mind, and I suspect that Rey wouldn't mind it a bit doing it. And frankly, if I were AAA and I still had him under contract, I wouldn't be willing to let him out for a date as long as I kept him under contract. It's just going to make him a bigger star eyes of the fans when he comes back.
I mean, anything's possible, I guess, but I don't see them bringing him in for one day when he's somewhere else. And I know that there have been many references to Rey Mysterio on WWE TV, and that's interesting. It seems to me when he was trying to get out. And he was trying to get out of WWE. He was pulling out all the stops trying to get out of WWE. Tried and tried. Finally, he managed to get out. And then it didn't seem like it was all that long before he seemed open to the idea of going back. What's happening?
On his terms. If he feels he can work a very limited schedule, it's
obvious. But he was not working any schedule at all when he was there, and he was still trying to get out. And he was being paid to do nothing.
Yeah, Alberto saw this, and others saw this, that it's the difference between being a fairly big fish in a gigantic pond or the main whale in what is economically a very small pond. I mean, Mexico is still mostly a third world country, and the money that you make even in wrestling in Mexico is not what WWE can offer. In fact, it's not close. Now, it's good and compared to anywhere else, although, you know, if you have a schedule like the Young Bucks, maybe you can make more money just independence in the U.S., and that's always an option for Ray as well. But all the plans they had, all the feuds they had with the death of Perro, the leaving of Mystico, and, you know, even though Ray got to beat him on his last big show, and et cetera, Ray is left with a place where he's the you know, the idol from 20 years ago against all of the up and young and comers. And I'm not sure that's something he's very I'm putting thoughts and ideas in his head. If it were me, that would not be, I think, something I would be interested in, a role or a place in the company I'd be as interested in.
Why is that?
Just he still views himself as able, not the old guy that's the legend coming back, you know, the Atlantis and the Kinect and stuff like that. He still views himself as a lot younger and lot more energetic and still with a good career ahead of him. And he's not afraid to do his moves and stuff like that, even in the U.S. And as bad as some of the offices are in the U.S. in administering things and contracts and stuff, there's a lot of disorganization in AAA right now, especially at the very top level. And I can see how anybody would be very frustrated with that.
What's the story with his knees? How have his knees allegedly, I don't want to say they've turned around, but apparently they're better.
Well, I don't know. This is medical. This is not Ray. This is medical. But you don't do what no one on the earth does what he does, and your knees suddenly get better other than rest and therapy. There's not some magic pill. If it was, football players, soccer players, basketball players, they would be lining up for this stuff from the age of 25 if he had found some miracle cure to regenerate one's legs. He could quit wrestling, sell this stuff, and be the richest man in the world. There's athletes everywhere that would want that. It doesn't happen. I suspect a lot of this is him feeling good for his age. A lot of it is the fact that just he's willing himself, and everyone is willing himself to have him around for a few more years.
Now, when you mention the television tapings for Lucha Underground, and you say that they're rushing a lot of stuff and they're taping a lot of stuff,
They're doing it much more quickly than last year. Rushing may sound like they're like disorganized. They're not disorganized at all. They're kind of going out of order in this series of things that, you know, they're not taping show one first, show two first, show two second, show three second. They're doing exactly what they want to do, but they're trying to compress it into a smaller window than they taped last year.
What do you know about the process of putting together the second season, in the sense that the first season was awesome and there was no word about a second season for a long, long time. And for a while, things looked very, very bleak. And finally, we get the announcement that a second season has been signed. Lucha Underground is returning. And from there, it was like a whirlwind. Within the next few weeks, we had dates. Next thing you know, we're taping. Do you know if they had a season two written, or if they've kind of had to really rush to get a season two written in the last few weeks or the last month or so? Do you know anything about that process?
Well, they had ideas. I do know they had ideas in their heads. They have a basic gut storyboard, if I can use a Hollywood term, of where they wanted to go, even, you know, just in place in case everything was okayed. I always, as I stated on these talks, I've always believed there was going to be a second season. It just came down to whether the last piece of money came through, but I always thought it was very likely, and I thought El Rey Network wanted it because behind the scenes they were giving all sorts of indications that they wanted it, and it came through. I wasn't nearly as worried as a lot of people. I think that they have a desire to put something out in January, and when the money didn't come through until October, that is what necessitated the rush. They didn't have the lead time they would need to elegantly put things out. Plus, I know from firsthand visit that the temple was being used for other filming things, and they couldn't start reconstructing the temple until October as it was.
Do we know yet if there is going to be a third season? Is this taping season 2 and 3 concurrently?
My understanding is there is a third season, and unless something unexpected comes up, something I can't even imagine, that the third season will go. And it's not untoward, depending on whether people like the direction this year, which will be a little bit less involved with fighting, a little more involved with storyline, as Gentleman Mike has suggested in the past, would be a good way to go. I think it's a good way to go. I could see them going beyond season 3.
Well, for my own selfishness, I know the deal with Televisa did not work out in getting them on in a primetime position or anything like that, but I don't get El Rey, but I do get Unimas, and even though Saturday at 5 o'clock is not the best spot in the world or anything like that, it still makes it available to me. Will they be on Unimas in some capacity or only on El Rey?
No, my understanding is at the moment, at least, it's just being filmed for El Rey, and that the Unimas is a completely separate negotiation that they had to have in place. They had to have the actual show in place before Unimas wanted to commit to it on its schedule. My guess is yes, because it did fine for its. I believe that the feedback that I've heard is that it did fine, and Unimas was happy with it. That the only reason that for the delay now was that the network just wasn't going to commit to putting it on the schedule as an if, just hold a slot open for it. They wanted to make sure it was a reality. And now that it's a reality, I think we will hear within the next couple of weeks.
Do we know anything about Netflix or anything like that for season 1?
No, I don't know yet. I have asked, and nobody has been able to give me an answer on that. And that's a very interesting, you would think that would be a, not a no-brainer, but it's something that somebody would have gotten an answer to, either yes or no by now. But, you know, they would have investigated, and Netflix would have said yes or no.
I don't know. I don't know anything about it, but I can only presume that it would have to have been an issue with money. I mean, how could they not get it on Netflix if they wanted to get it on Netflix?
That's a good question. I mean, the obvious answer is money, but I
have you seen some of the stuff on Netflix for crying out loud?
Yeah, well, that's another story.
It's a key story here.
Yeah, we love it, but we don't necessarily know that Netflix doesn't want to go in different directions.
Steve, do you have Netflix? Look at some of the stuff that's on Netflix, for crying out loud. Trust me, there's a place for Lucha Underground.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, stand by, everybody. We've got to head to a break. We'll be back in a minute to wrap it up. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Thank you for the final segment of the show. We're joined by the Doctor of Lucha, Steve Sims. And Steve, what's coming up in the newsletter this week?
Well, an article. Yay, finally. And it will not be the preview to Guerra de Titanes since that has been canceled. We have a look at the situation, I promise. I've already written it. We have a look at the situation for AAA and what's gone down this past week, trying to summarize it all, and CMLL's gentle and quiet closing of the year without a big show.
And, of course, you can read Figure Four Weekly as part of your subscription to WrestlingObserver.com, which right now, here on Black Friday, $3.99 for a full month of unlimited access. All of the podcasts, all of the archives, all of the newsletters, Wrestling Observer Newsletter, Figure Four Weekly, 20 new radio shows a week. There's so much stuff up there. It's just $3.99. And, Steve, thanks as always. I guess we'll have you back on next Friday.
Looking forward to it.
And, of course, we're going to wrap up today's show. But, as noted, we are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Replays on Saturday morning, 10 a.m. Pacific and 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific. And, of course, Sundays we are here at 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern for 2 hours. I guess we got a UFC tomorrow, Mike. Is that correct?
Yes, we do. It's another fight night.
Wow. Do they ever quit?
No, actually they don't.
I actually thought on Thanksgiving weekend there would not be a UFC show, but I was wrong. So we'll be up with myself and Dave Meltzer and Filthy Tom tomorrow night to talk of that show for subscribers. So check out the Black Friday sale. $3.99, 1 month unlimited. WrestlingObserver.com. Try it. I guarantee you'll love it. We're going to be back after a while. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.